Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak, and welcome to Keys to the Game. It's the Bears at Cleveland on Sunday, so let's get right to it.
ChicagoBears.com presents Keys to the Game, brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.
And let's start with the offense, and the Bears have to deal with another 3-4 defense. The Bears saw Pittsburgh's fire zone 3-4 scheme, and one of Dick LeBeau's students is using it in Cleveland. Yards are tough to come by against the Ray Horton coach Browns defense. Only Seattle allows fewer yards per play than the Browns, who allow 4.6. They have a solid, capable front seven full of gap-clogging big guys and a very good cornerback in Joe Hayden. The Browns also are third in the NFL in yards per pass attempt allowed at 5.32. Against the run, the Browns have allowed only 26 carries for 10 yards plus. That's tied for second fewest in the National Football League. The point here is that the Browns are not without flaws defensively, but they are going to make the Bears earn every yard. The Bears' offense is hot right now. Four games out of five, surpassing 400 total yards. They own the league's fifth-best passing game, featuring weapons that are on pace to be only the second duo in the NFL since 2006 to surpass 1,300 yards receiving. The Browns have not allowed a 100-yard back, though, in over a year. Defensively, the Bears are going to have to defend three levels of the Browns' offense. And until the Bears forcefully take away the run, teams are going to continue to attack them on the ground. Browns offensive coordinator Norv Turner favors a point-of-attack scheme with powers, counters, and toss plays. However, the Browns have not run it much, only 290 times, third fewest in the NFL, at a clip of 3.78 yards per carry. What the Bears defense must prepare for is a three-tiered passing game. Browns have thrown it 67.6% of the time this season, second highest in the league, and for good reason. Second-year receiver Josh Gordon is exploding. Second highest yards after the catch in the league. He's got 1,400 yards overall. His 71 catches have averaged nearly 20 yards per catch, number one among receivers with more than 35 catches. They got a good tight end in Jordan Cameron. He's fast. He's got 72 catches for 825 yards, 23 of those on third down. That's the most at his position in the NFL. And that duo has combined for 15 touchdowns. The Browns have used three quarterbacks this season, but Jason Campbell is coming off a 390-yard, three-touchdown effort at New England. The Bears must defend every level of the Browns' passing game. Ex-Bears assistant Chris Tabor runs the Browns' special teams unit, and his big weapon injured his knee in October and is out for the season. Travis Benjamin was averaging better than 11 yards per punt return with a touchdown. He was very fast, elite speed. And you take that out of the equation, it's certainly a bonus for the Bears. The last time the Bears did not punt the ball in a game was 1972, but Adam Podlish didn't swing his leg once on Monday night. He'll be fresh and ready to go. He and Robbie Gould, along with long snapper Patrick Manley and return man Devin Hester, does give the Bears an edge, in my opinion, on the Browns. On to intangibles, and you have to avoid a Monday night letdown. This season, the Bears have lost three games on the road against Washington, St. Louis, and Minnesota, all at the time below 500. Cleveland got off to a 3-3 start, but 1-5 in the last six games. So another sub-500 team coming off that inspirational win on Monday Night Football. The Bears have to knuckle down. The Browns have one more pass completion at 315 than the Bears, who have two more touchdown throws at 26. The Browns get sacked more, throw more picks, and score a lot less offensive points than the Bears do, who are fifth in scoring with 327, and the Browns are tied for 27 with 236. However, they have a defense. They can mess up tempo and rhythm, and the Bears will have to be ready to play from the start of this football game. That's it for this week's Keys to the Game. Be sure to tune in 9 a.m. pregame, noon kickoff on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM. I'll have the call with Tom Fair. Thanks for watching, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak, and this has been Keys to the Game.
ChicagoBears.com presents Keys to the Game, brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.